It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Happy Motivational Monday. It is August the 12th, and that's Eric Carmen that you hear singing in the background. His birthday was yesterday. He turned a big 70. So if Eric Carmen's out there listening to our radio show today, Eric, we wish you a happy birthday yesterday, big 70. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We're here every Monday through Friday. And the show every day is brought to you by the Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City. And on our phone today, we tried this a week ago today, and we ended up losing our internet in Lake Havasu City. Nick, you there?
Thank you for holding.
Would you believe I've been holding for about 6 minutes for Nick? But at some point in time, he's going to come on the air and visit with us. So we'll get him up shortly here. Last week we had technical difficulties in the middle of our show, actually in Lake Havasu City, which prevented our show from going on. So I invited Nick back again today to continue talking. We were talking about financing and talking about the new cars and whatnot. They've got some great deals up there at Martin Swanee. And so we're going to talk to Nick in just a few minutes here, and hopefully he'll pop on the phone. I do want to tell you right now,
are you holding for service?
Yeah, I'm holding for Nick. Is he around?
We're super busy right now.
Okay, he's supposed to be on the radio.
Probably,
ma'am,
working a car deal or a four.
He's supposed to be on the radio with me
right now. Can I have him call you back?
He's supposed to be on the radio with me right now.
Oh, let me run into his office. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, as I started to say there, that if you're looking for a job out there right now, Tyrell Banks at Ron's Tire is looking for a tire mechanic, someone can help put tires on cars and maybe do a tune-up or change the oil, you know, those type of things that they do there. And you must have a little bit of mechanical knowledge and an outgoing attitude, customer service related, and there's room for an advancement there. And so call... Hey, Nick, hold on 1 second here. Call Tyrell Banks at 788-8473 or stop by Ron's Tire. And now we have Nick on the phone. Nick, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Okay. I told our listeners here while I was vamping while you were busy, and I'm glad you're busy. That's a good thing.
Monday.
Yeah, well, but last week we were talking about the new cars and everything and the used cars and selections, and we got kicked off the air by the internet in Lake Havasu City, and so we're having you back on today to fill that void. So now here's Monday. How many cars did you sell over the weekend? Can you count that high?
No, it was a pretty busy weekend. Of course, you know, everybody coming in for the SUV,
right,
Hyundai summer clearance, so 72 months at 0%, so that does bring some traffic in.
I mean, right now, to buy an SUV with 0% interest, and it comes with 100,000 miles, there's not a better deal, is there?
Yeah, exactly, with that big long warranty of 100,000 miles, and you pay zero interest over 6 years, you know, it's great. In a lot of cases, you know, you're saving anywhere from, you know, high 3,000s to low 5,000s in interest, and that makes a big difference. You know, you have that, or you have a $1,500 rebate, so pretty much a no-brainer. Hyundai Motor Finance will give you the money at 0%. Take advantage of it, because it's not going to be there forever.
Well, and that is a great deal right now. Just the simple fact that you save on zero interest, that's a big savings. But then the simple fact that Hyundai will stand behind the vehicle and say, I guarantee this for 100,000 miles, young man. That's a great deal.
You know, it is, because there's nothing worse than having a repair payment and a car payment. So
exactly.
You never want to be in that position. So great thing about Hyundai, when Hyundai first did launch that, and that was back in, we'll just say about 20 years ago, you know, it's actually never changed. A lot of companies will come up with things to try and match it. They'll come up with a 7-year 100,000 or you know, in some cases, a 100,000-mile warranty and the 10 years. But Hyundai's the only company who's kept it one way and hasn't changed it because, you know, they're building that car and designing that car knowing that that's the warranty they're going to have. So if you take a look at J.D. Power Initial Quality Survey, and that's a problems per 100 incidents.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Hi, I'm Teresa Crowell with Horizon Community Bank. We provide high-touch custom mortgage services, knowing that every borrower is different. That's why Horizon Community Bank offers loans to meet your individual situation, whether it's a mortgage for a primary or vacation home, lot loans, or construction financing. We make securing residential financing simple and straightforward. Visit Horizon Community Bank at our new branch in Lake Havasu across from the airport. Hashtag Horizon has it.
Horizon Community Bank, NMLS 566-129. Teresa Crowell, loan officer, NMLS 512-952. Equal housing lender.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jimbo Hannity at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 102.3.
Creative, so
that's fantastic news. And then over the weekend, you know, did you sell any of these new SUVs out there for the 7?
Yeah, for sure. We actually did a couple of the SUVs on the 0% program.
Wow.
And then we've had a couple of people come in from Saturday and come in today. So,
people are still,
you know, we're never too pushy. That's always our thing, maybe to a fault at times we've discussed, but. You know, we're a small dealership. We know where we're at. We know where we live. And, you know, these are the people. If we sell you a car, we're probably going to see you at a soccer game or see you at school or see you at Safeway or
exactly.
Smith or Bashes or wherever. So we try to be, I want to say low-key, but we try to be, we let people make their own mind up. We don't have that bulldog kind of tactic where we're going to come out there and high-pressure you to death. We have a lot of confidence in our product and a lot of confidence in our service before and after the sale. You know,
and that's
our job here is we run over 70% retention. That means most of the people that come back are either going to be referrals or people that have bought from us before. So,
and that's something you don't hear a sales manager say.
And make sure that, you know, we're keeping everybody's best interest in mind. And you can do that.
Right. And that's something you don't hear a sales manager say, that we're kind of lay back and we're not high-pressure salesmen, because I think most of America has an image of a car salesman as being this, step right up here, let me get you in this little car right here. This is the perfect car for your family. I want to get you, you know. And so
I think that kind of ended a while ago, but it's still fun to watch those 1980s movies with all that type of stuff.
Exactly,
But yeah, I think that time's gone. I think most of our consumers, regardless of age, regardless of gender, regardless of any of that, are going to come in, they're pretty well-informed. You know, there's lots of data out there. There's lots of stuff to see, and more than likely, it's not going to be your first time around. And, you know, I think there's a way that it can work where, you know, we do okay. We get a count. You know, with Hyundai, it's all about achieving the goals that they set forth. And, you know, we can give a good deal that's on par with anything that the bigger cities can do. And we try to be upfront. We try to be transparent. We're pretty generous when it comes into trades. And, you know, it works out. And we want to part as friends. We want to make sure that, you know, once we sell that car, they come back to our service department for oil changes. Or if they have Aunt Tina who's looking for a car, they say, hey, let me send you over to Nick or, you know, Kyle or Jason or one of my guys that work here, and we'll get you with them. They treated me so well. I want to make sure that Aunt Tina gets a good deal, too. And, you know, to me, that's the best compliment you can get, is have them bring somebody else in, because that only means that they were treated exactly as they should be. So
well,
that's the ultimate goal.
And not only that,
better way
like you said,
of my advertising dollars.
Like you said, they came back and buy again from you, you know. And what
it happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of good Hyundai families that come in, and, you know, we sold them, we sold their kids, we sold their cousins. You know, it's just really cool. And to me, it makes me excited because it's like, great, you know, we did exactly what we were supposed to do. We made a good impression, and we made them feel comfortable, and that's what the goal is. And you know, with a small town dealership and, you know, where we're at, that, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, maybe you can go out there and find one for $100 cheaper. Yeah, you can always find one $100 cheaper, but we're worth that $100 in service for sure. When you get here and you see the same faces and we know your name and,
right,
you know, we can sit and joke about the same stuff we joked about last time, to me that means something.
Well, and the other thing is, you have this looming over the top of your head. Martin Swanee is known by half the city of Kingman.
Yeah, well, I hope more than that. Guy's good.
And the last,
Martin, great guy.
Yeah.
You know, obviously really, really safe, self-made man. Did a great job over there with Dodge. And then expanded, of course, to Jeep and then to Kia, to Hyundai. And then, of course, has the Bullhead City dealership as well. And, you know, they're very active in the community. And that's kind of trickled down, you know, with Donnie Ward, who owns this with Martin. You know, they both have that same mentality of, you know, we'd rather make $100 off you 10 times than $1,000 off you once. That's the first thing they told me when I started here 20 years ago. And, you know, you definitely can pick up and definitely believe in that as a company. It's like, you know, we're all customer service based. If you look at my Google reviews, you know, we're 4.5 stars. You look at my Carfax stuff, we're 5 stars. We won the President's Award back in 2013, which you only get to do one time, and that's through Hyundai for having exceptional customer service. Our service department is decorated with tons of plaques and banners on customer service. And, you know, I hope to keep that trend continuing, and, you know, that happens one customer at a time to make sure that they have a good experience, and that's definitely our outlook and how we treat it.
Well, and you definitely want that experience when Martin steps into your office that he says, Nick, everything's going good. I hear good things about you out there. Instead of coming in, sitting down and saying, Nick, I had a customer come and talk to me, and I want to talk to you about this, you know, whatever the case may be. So you always want a good experience, and, you know, you, like I said, you want Martin coming in saying, oh, Nick, I talked to a friend of mine. He bought a car from you. He's very happy with, like, the sales experience and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
for sure,
so,
and everybody wants that. It's just,
yeah,
to be honest, most of the time you don't hear the good ones as much as you hear the other
exactly
stuff. So, you know who you made happy for sure, and when they come back and they get an oil change and you shake hands when they come in, that's what it's about. That's good stuff.
Right, exactly. So now, Nick, you've been there 20 years. That's kind of...
yes, when I was a young man.
That's kind of unheard of in the car industry that a guy's been at the same dealership that long.
It's a testament to both to Donnie and Martin on the way that they run the company. And you know, it's a good place. And, you know, I've enjoyed my time in Kingman. And you know, I think the people here are great. And the dealership and my crew that we've built up over the years is... it's fantastic. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Well, that's
a good bunch of guys. We all have one goal in mind, and everything flows together really well. We've gotten in that thing where we understand what the ultimate goal is, and I think we've achieved it. So
now, how many guys have snuck into your office and closed the door and said, Nick, I'm from ABC dealership, and I want to hire you. I don't want to buy a car. I want to hire you. How many times has that happened?
Well, we don't talk about that. Yeah, we're all pretty good. I think at this point I've pretty much seen as just kind of installed here.
Yeah, so you're going to stay there and continue to sell these SUVs for...
there's so many neat, exciting things coming just around the corner with Hyundai. So we're pretty jazzed about that. Of course, I just talked about the redesign on some of our stuff that's out now.
Right.
Of course, the Santa Fe and Tucson have some pretty big designs. Tucson more of a facelift, Santa Fe complete redesign.
And what about?
And then, of course, we've got the brand new Palisade, which
is
basically the same class as a Navigator or a Tahoe, and you get all those neat features. In many instances, even more features because it just came out and it has all the new safety stuff for half the price. I mean, you would have to try very, very, very hard to get to $50,000 $10,000 on this SUV, and it's third row. It's got all the neat turn signal, all the new safety stuff, passenger presence detection, and it's got all the neat stuff. So,
and you've got those on the lot right now?
Yeah, it just came out. They're a little tricky to come by. We just got two again, so we got a little refresh. But it is by far the nicest car we have ever made. And,
so
if it's something that you're looking at a Expedition, if you're looking at a Chevy Traverse, Chevy Tahoe, I mean, you owe it yourself to take a look at this new Hyundai. It is definitely a game changer and our kind of first jump into this class of SUV, but it's the nicest thing we've ever made, and that's saying a lot.
Right. So it may be hard to get the one you want if you want to come in and look at one of those and say, well, I want a green one with gray interior. It may take a little while.
But, that's the one thing. Supply is a little lacking right now. The next two that are coming in are both sold to kind of crazy, well, not crazy place, but we have one sold to Prescott and one sold to not quite California, but pretty close to down there.
Wow, okay. So
then we ended up calling our regional office and said, hey, we've had the next two that are coming are sold, so they were gracious enough to get us a couple extra to see us through.
Well, that's good, because they're going like hotcakes, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, there's not enough of them to sell like hotcakes, but they're selling fast because, like I said, you know, if you're looking at anything else, it's really hard to compare. And then if you're comparing the exact amount of money that you get, it's crazy. There is no comparison.
Because you said you can't even max that out to 60 grand?
No, you can't max it out to 50.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you go and look at, and no offense to a great car, but if you take a look at a new Navigator, I mean, you're $92,000. You look at a fairly loaded up Tahoe, you're $70,000-$80,000, so that's a pretty crazy difference.
That's unbelievable. I'll tell you, I don't know. It sounds to me like everybody should at least be test driving them and making up their mind.
Yeah, that's I am a little hesitant to advertise them too aggressively because I don't have them.
Right. Yeah. So if you listen to this,
it's good to have that demand, but you want to be able to meet it. That's
right.
The tricky part.
So if you listen to this right now, don't tell anybody else. Just get down to Martin's.
Just sneak over here. Ask for me. I have one out back.
Yeah. Go in there and ask for Nick and say, I heard you on the radio. I want to see that
Palisade.
Yeah, exactly. Go in there and whisper in
like
his office.
Like a speakeasy. It's
Like a car speakeasy. Yeah. And when you walk into Swanee's, his office is all the way to the right, and you can even go in and close the door and say, can I see it? You know, and take it for a spin.
Cool. And you know, it's we have some that we're waiting on that are coming in October and some others. So it's interesting. It's been a while since we've had to do that, but it's fun.
Well,
be organized.
Yeah, and it's a challenge then, you know, you're going to be on the phone always trying to pick up an extra one or, you know,
a
new
sure.
color. So come in, give us the address of Swanee's, just in case there's someone in
we always, of course, you know, the big store's always been there a little longer, so we get a lot of people that trickle over there. But we are the one on 4180 North Stockton Hill Road.
Right. And your phone number there, Nick?
Is 928-692-3232.
All right. Anything else we want to throw out there today? You got any hot used car that you need to move off the lot?
We need to move them all. They're just sitting there. We've actually done really well lately with taking in some stuff that's a little bit less expensive. So we've got a really good selection of stuff under $10,000, kind of gearing up for that school season.
Yep.
So that's always good to take a look at, especially if you're just looking at something to get some gas mileage. We have a pre-owned Tacoma, which is a little bit unusual for us.
Those
sell pretty quick, so we just put that up on the ramp. And, we always have kind of an ever-changing supply of cars, so it's always worth a drive by.
All right, drive by or give Nick a call.
Or just stop in and say
hi. Stop in and say hi. Check out that Palisade with the third row seat. And, Nick, it was great talking to you. I'm glad we got through it today without the internet guy.
Yeah, sorry. Monday's always a tricky day, so thanks for being patient. Always great to talk to you.
All right. Well, you have yourself a fine day.
You do the same.
We'll talk again.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers, overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some returned brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona. 928-444-1150.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill. Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swatty Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swatty Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswattyhyundai.com.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. The show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. We just visited with Nick, the sales manager, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And now in our studio, we have Miss Christy Crow. How are you, Christy?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And Christy is with the Goodwill, but you're with the side of the Goodwill that does Goodwill, that finds people jobs.
Yes, that's correct. We're Goodwill of Central and Northern Arizona.
Okay.
And everyone knows our retail stores. I mean,
right.
That's... And we love our retail stores because they generate revenue that helps us to do the mission of Goodwill.
Okay. And the mission is?
The mission is to end poverty.
Okay.
So that is a 30-year plan. We have a lot of plans to get us there. And right now, we work with the public and with employers to connect people with employment.
All right.
We have... job fairs. We actually have an online program, mycareeradvisor.com, where individuals can go in and register. There's interviewing tips. They can have their resume reviewed. Everything is virtual.
Oh, wow.
But we do have those same services in person in Mojave County as well.
Okay, where are those services available?
We have a career center in Lake Havasu City right next to our store.
All right.
And we have a career center in at the MCC Bullhead City campus.
Okay.
In the library there. We also, in addition to that, we have new classes that are starting. They're digital literacy classes.
Oh.
Where people can learn about anything from how to turn a computer on to Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. And these are classes that help people, even if they know it, it helps boost their confidence and gives them that extra little edge.
Wow.
At the end of it, they receive a certification that shows they have knowledge in those skills.
Okay.
And those classes are offered in Kingman, Bullhead, and Lake Havasu City.
How long are those classes, and when do they start?
They are ongoing. So
oh, okay.
We have career navigators in each community, and these individuals meet one-on-one with people to figure out where they are, what they're looking for, what they want to do, and then help guide them through the process.
Oh, good.
So we have classes on a weekly basis in all three communities right now.
That's fantastic. So just go to the Career Center and tell them you're interested in one of these classes?
Yes. You can also check online at our goodwillaz.org website.
Wow.
And find it there as well. Find information about all three centers and how you can contact them there.
All right. So what now you're getting ready to open a brand new store in Bullhead City. Well,
yes.
Fort Mojave.
Yes.
Yeah. So how's that coming?
That is coming along very well. Actually, tomorrow we have a hiring event for that location.
Oh.
We'll be hosting the event from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow at Mojave Community College in Bullhead City in their 500 building. We're looking for sales associates, donation attendants, merchandise processors. Both full and part-time positions are available.
All right. And you said before we were on the air, you said we're hiring on the spot?
Yes. Our human resources department will be there. We'll be conducting interviews. So come prepared. Come dressed for an interview. Bring your resume if you have one. If you apply online beforehand at jobs.goodwillaz.org.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, yes. Your application will be there and ready for the managers to speak with you when you come in tomorrow for our hiring event.
Wow. So for those that are out there that are in a job right now that they're unhappy with, or if they're out of a job and they're looking for a job, they could go there tomorrow. When would they start work, you think? Because the building's not quite done.
Right, it's not done. We will be opening in the fall.
Okay.
And typically about 30 days before we open, we receive the keys, and that's when we would begin the training.
Uh-huh.
But we're having the job fair now because everyone goes through a background check.
Okay.
And there are some drug tests, so we want to make sure that everyone is processed through and ready to go when we have the keys to the building and we're ready to.
And those, like you said, the drug tests and the background, it takes a little bit of time.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so it could be maybe 2 or 3 weeks before they actually hear you got a job.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And then, you know, open in 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks?
It is.
It's hard to tell with construction in our town right now.
It is the fall, yes.
Yeah.
They are doing wonderful things, doing the best that they can.
Yeah.
And so we are looking forward to having that location open.
And so that location is going to be a store only, or is that also going to have a job center in it?
It will be a store, and it will have a virtual career center.
Okay.
Much exactly, actually, like the one that we have in our Kingman location.
All right.
Where we have computers, someone can go in, they get right onto the computer, they go to mycareeradvisor.com, it directs them right there, they have online chat features, or they can pick a phone up to speak with someone in person.
Okay.
So
now, you've been with Goodwill how long?
7.5 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Really, that long?
Time flies, yes.
Gee, wow. Because I remember you from the Ramada.
Yes.
Right.
That was my prior life.
Yeah. And so Chrissy knows a lot about human resources and about a lot about jobs. And so she's definitely somebody you want to get to know if you're hurting for, you're out there looking for a position. So you have to go between Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead all the time?
I do. I have individuals in each community.
Okay.
So I have a staff. We have 6 people in our county.
Oh, good.
And we have a wonderful team that works very well one-on-one. We also network with employers to find out what their workforce needs are, because we can assist with job fairs, with upskilling their current workers' computer skills through our digital literacy program. And then we also connect with the community members to help them gain employment, create resumes, work on interviewing skills, and improve the computer skills that they may or may not have at this time.
So now, my personal question is that, will you be finding a job come like next July for an old retired superintendent, bald-headed, that might need something to do?
I think that's up to him.
You know.
But if he comes to us, we'll most definitely be able to assist him. We have a couple of different success stories right here from Mojave County.
Let's hear them.
Okay.
I like to hear good news.
All right. So there was a young man who came to us who'd only ever had one job in his life. He was working as an overnight maintenance person in a retail store. They moved him into a new position that he was not prepared for.
Oh.
So he's very shy and was not able to adjust to his new role. He thought as if he'd been set up to fail. So after a couple of years, he left that job. After a couple of years of searching for a job on and off, he decided to take the computer courses that we offer. During that time, he gained the confidence, practiced his interviewing skills, worked with the navigator to come up with his elevator speech.
Got to have that.
Yes, you do. Adjusted his resume, completed the North Star Digital Literacy Certification, and he also began to work at a local restaurant. So he's told us that he stated in the interview to the owner that he was a reliable, dependable employee, and he just needed someone to give him a chance and not look at the gap of his employment. And this employer did that for him.
Wow.
And he's been there for, I believe it's about a year now.
Oh, okay.
And so he's
It's working out.
Enjoying that, yes. So enjoying that very much.
Is that Bullhead, Havasu, or Kingman?
That one, I believe, was Havasu.
Oh, all right.
So okay.
There's a lot of restaurants in Havasu.
Yes, there's a lot of hospitality in Havasu.
Yeah, there
yes.
is. There is.
Good stuff.
Okay, well, you had another story, too?
I do. Well, yes, I do. Well, I'm full of stories. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
We had a participant who had a felony, and he was having trouble finding an employer that would take a chance on giving him the job after he'd served his time.
Okay.
He had a job, but he was the last one hired, so he was the first one laid off when the business was going through.
Right.
So he lived his home with his mom temporarily to try to get back on his feet. He came in and worked with us. We redid his resumes, watched some of the videos that are on mycareeradvisor.com, added to his references, gave him an electronic version of his resume so he could easily upload it.
All right.
Did all the mock interviews, provided him with some of the felony-friendly employers in our communities. And
there are some of those out there.
Oh, yes,
right?
there most yeah. definitely are, yes.
So if someone is out there and they have a felony or just maybe they got, you know, some arrest in their younger days,
right.
you know, or 8 or 9 years ago or
right.
something like that, that has haunted them, there are some employers out there that will hire them.
Right. There are employers and there are ways that you can present yourself. So that you can show who you are today, not who you were then.
Right.
And be able to have that chance to be able to prove what you can do.
Good. Okay.
So this gentleman was hired as a cook. He just needed someone to give him a chance.
Wow.
And through working with us, he gained the confidence that he needed to be able to present himself
Good.
To the employers in the way that
Good.
They wanted to see.
And everybody needs cooks right now.
Yes.
I mean, I see a lot on Facebook. I got friends that own restaurants.
Yep.
Nick Caliano, you know, he's always saying, I need a cook, I need a cook, I need a cook. And Rick at Perkins, I need a cook. And he's getting ready to open in Kingman.
Yes.
So at first he's got to build. I guess his wife Jean was telling me that the dirt is so hard there. They're not sure what they're going to have to do to be able to build the foundation. And I was in Kingman a couple of weeks ago. I looked over and I went, oh, all I see is a sign. So they're having to come up with a way to move that dirt around. Wow. And then be able to build. So, but it's coming. It's coming. The sign's there, and I know Rick is ready to move on it.
It is, yeah. yes.
So now, tomorrow when you hire people at MCC, what kind of positions are you looking for here in Bullhead City?
We have retail sales associates. We have merchandisers, which are the folks in the back that when our donations are received, they are the folks that are going through those that are pricing them and putting them out on the floor. And we also have donation attendants. And those are the individuals when you drive up. And actually, I was just thinking, yes, all three locations have drive-ups. When you drive up.
I know, the Bullhead City one. Now, the new one in Fort Mojave will have a drive-up, too?
Yes, it will, yes.
That is
yes.
a kicker. I mean, that is, you don't have to get out of your car.
Right.
You know, if it's in the trunk, you just pop your trunk and they take it right out. Yeah.
And, yeah, it's all about the comfort and the convenience of our donors. We love our donors.
Yeah.
And we love our shoppers because, as I said, they provide 89 cents of every dollar that is used, 89 cents of every dollar that purchases a donated good goes back into the mission of Goodwill. So it goes back
okay.
into the programs that I'm talking about that we provide to communities, to our communities at no charge.
Right.
There is no cost for what we do because of our donors.
So even if they want to go in and take that Word class or that Excel class, it's no cost.
There is no cost. That is correct, yes.
Wow. So anybody listening out there that wants to improve their computer skills, and maybe you really don't want to go to work, you just want to go improve your computer skills, go to the Goodwill. They'll teach you how to use Word and Excel and everything for free.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I don't know Excel, so if you see me in there, don't get excited. I'm not looking for a job. I just need to learn Excel, you know. That's something that I never had to work with, so
yes.
Which is probably a good thing because I don't know it. Now, the former fire chief, Rick Southey, he could do 10,000 things with it, you know. But.
Well, and there's always, that's the fun thing about computers, there's more than one way to do pretty much anything on a computer.
Yep.
So even if you learned it one way, they kind of change it a little bit, and then you've got to relearn how you do things.
Yeah, now they're talking about they're not going to support certain programs and stuff, and means you got to buy new. And when you got to buy new, you got to learn how it works. And it's crazy out there. We got about 10 minutes left. When you look at Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead, which one has the bigger demand for career positions are you finding? That's, you know, you get the longer line outside saying, I need a job, I need a job, I need a job.
It's in our experience with the locations and the individuals that we have in place now, they're really all about the same. And like I said, there's people from all walks of life, all backgrounds. Some people, you know, who are retiring, who are like, I just want something to, you know, keep me out of the house for a few hours a day. And I really don't see any...
Was that a hint for somebody that's going to be retiring that you don't want in the house for a couple hours a day?
No.
Now, do you work from home or do you have an office?
I have a little bit of space here and a little bit of space there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's hectic.
It is, but I love it. It's something I wasn't able to do in my prior employment. I'm out in the community all the time. You know, seeing what's out there, who's out there, what's going on, and trying to connect what we have to offer at no cost to those that need it or that want it.
You're working with the Walmarts and the Dot Foods and the large employers trying to help them fill their positions that they might have?
So, yes, we have positions posted. Actually, my career advisor has, you can go in there kind of like Indeed or something like that, and we have positions on there as well that are within our local communities. We also use ArizonaJobConnection.gov.
Okay.
You know, we utilize that a lot with the individuals and Indeed.com. Just the different search engines that are out there. Part of what the computer classes that we do, it has some internet safety and some how to maneuver in the internet. So it's don't click on the first one because that's probably an ad and that's not the one that you want to do. You want to try to locate the employer's website to apply for a position.
And it usually says official website, you know, because I know just the other day I did something I typed in and I went, well, wait a minute, that's not it, you know, and it was the third one down before it was the official website.
Yes, you know? And sometimes they're on the next page.
Yeah, because they play these games. Everybody wants to be at the top dog on the computer, and they want to move up there, and they pay for that stuff, and then there's a... Literally, that's not who you want. So when you're working with these employers, they're giving you the backgrounds of what they want for a position and what who they need?
So, yes, a lot, you know, maybe what if they have a specific need, what they're really looking for, and then we can match it through the individuals that we have on MyCareerAdvisor.com. And that would be people that come into our facilities to go on that, and people also that are online. Because this is MyCareerAdvisor.com. You can access from any computer anywhere.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we can go in and see what the skills are that the individuals are, reach out to them, and kind of try doing matching.
All right.
We're not here to do the work for the job seekers.
Right.
We're here to give them the skills so the next time they're in the same position or they know of someone who is, they can show them, you know, here's what you need to do. Here's how you have to look for work. Here's what you need to put on your application in order to walk through the door of the employer for that interview.
Well, so your job is to get them ready for the interview and find them the job and say, go there.
That is the part of it. And then the other part of it is through the digital literacy skills. We're starting to work with employers in our communities that have an individual that maybe wants to move to a different position within that organization but just doesn't have the skill level for whatever reason, or they're not confident in that skill level, to be able to provide their employees with the digital literacy classes so that then they can gain into that, they can go the next step as well.
So, in other words, if I'm Rickett Perkins and I've got a waitress that's been with me 5 or 6 years, I'd really like to move her into a management position to be like the shift manager, but she's lacking some things.
Mm-hmm.
You can help him with...
Yes.
You can help him get her trained in the areas that he feels she's lacking so she's prepared for that job.
Yes, and at the present time, it's mainly due with... It's mainly with the digital literacy skills that we have. But yes, if you know we are able to work, that is something that our the staff here throughout Goodwill, but I'll brag specifically on our Mojave County folks, are great at working one-on-one with the individual. Like I said, finding out where they are and kind of helping them walk through that. A lot of times we get people that walk in and they've done one thing all their lives.
Right.
So they can't do that anymore for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And they walk in, I can't do anything. Well, it's about the blinders that they have on and opening their vision, seeing what they did there, what would transfer into another kind of job that they may have not even thought about. You know, how do the skills that they currently have relate to something that they can do that they would be able to do?
So, wow. I mean, that's a lot because people, like you said, they get down. They get, I've been doing this, and now I can't do this anymore. Maybe I had a physical problem, or maybe I just, that's not available any longer. So they need to be retrained and ready to go in a new position, and you can help them do that. That's a big deal, especially when you use that word free.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost them anything.
Right. And like I said, that's strictly because of our donors and our shoppers.
Okay. Now, if I ask you a tricky question, do you have your addresses for all three of the locations so that you can tell our listeners out there in Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead where they can go?
I have the address for the donations.
Center.
Okay. For donations in Bullhead City. Actually, let's start with Havasu because that's the one that I know the easiest. It's my easiest address.
Oh, okay.
It's 1990 McCulloch Boulevard.
All right.
And there we have the store donation center and the career center.
So it's all in one at that one location.
Yes.
So if you're in Havasu, you're pretty lucky. It's all at one.
Yes.
And if you really want to get in their good graces, take a bag of old clothes and say, well, I was donating this. Do you have a job?
There you go. You know of something in the community.
Exactly.
That would work for me.
Yeah. So that's the Havasu location. So you can go there. You can drop off goods, clothes, furniture, whatever you want to donate. But you can also there get trained and find a job. So that's important.
So and then our career center in Bullhead City is at 3400 Highway 95, which is Mojave Community College,
right,
in their library, in their 700 building.
Okay. So you have somebody in there?
We have limited hours at that location because she is out in the community and doing the classes. We have right now Monday, Wednesday from 8 a.m. to noon, and Tuesday, Thursday from 1 to 4 p.m. We have that center manned inside the library there.
All right. Can they call to see if she's there? Is there a number that they can call?
Yes. The phone number for our Bullhead City location is 928-704-4950.
Okay. Well, so they can call her and say, well, can I come? I know you're busy. Can I come in and sit down with you? And then... that's your career center.
That's our career center. So our store.
And your store's in Bullhead. And then the new one's coming for Fort Mojave.
Yeah. Yes.
Those are pretty close together, really.
It's about 5 miles.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
It's about
that's
5 miles
much.
Apart. So.
You're kind of like Walmart. They built a new Walmart out there, you know, 7 or 8 miles probably, but yeah.
So.
Okay, so the store in Bullhead City, that's on Highway 95 also.
Yes, it is.
She's searching the address real quick for us.
I am.
She wasn't ready for these questions.
I had a lot, just not this. It is 2670 Highway 95.
Okay.
in Bullhead City.
And you can enter from Highway 95 or from Miracle Mile.
Yes, so, there's entrances on both sides.
Yeah, you can get in from both sides. Just be careful when you're coming in from Miracle Mile, because there is an exit to Miracle Mile also. And you sure in the heck can't go in that way, because that's where people are coming out from the drive-thru where they dropped off their goods. Okay, now, downtown Kingman, where are you located?
So actually, we're located on Stockton Hill.
All right.
And it is in the shopping center that has PetSmart, and it faces I-40.
Right, okay.
And Staples is right in that shopping center there.
Yep.
We're in between Boot Barn and...
somebody next to
Sporting Goods, yes.
Oh, okay.
And I can't think of their name right now.
Big Five, is it? No?
I think.
Okay. All right, so everybody in Kingman knows that mall. It's been there for quite a while. So, Christy, have we missed anything?
No, I don't believe so. I appreciate the time to let you know and your listeners know about what we do at Goodwill.
Because a lot of people just drop stuff off, but they don't know what you guys do.
Right.
So they don't know your mission for 30 years to end poverty.
Our CEO has a phrase for what that's a very audacious goal.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I mean, does he say 30 years because he only plans to live 29?
No, he's probably at like the 50 year. Our CEO is very visionary, and what we have now was related to what he thought about and what he envisioned 20 years ago.
Wow, okay.
So we have the people in place. We have a wonderful team of people that work at Goodwill and are focused on our mission. And our retail teams, they work so hard.
Good.
And they do so much. But we can't thank them enough. Because what they do allows us to do the mission.
Right.
And what we do.
Yeah. And put people to work.
And put people to work, yes.
Right. All right. Christy, thank you so much. Again, the number in Bullhead City is 704-4950. Do you have a Kingman number or Havasu number you want to?
We have, the other number for Mojave County would be 928-466-7016.
All right. Okay. All right. And you call either one of those stores, they can give you any kind of numbers that you want or anything you need. Christy, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I hope you can find Whitney a job come July, you know, when he retires from the Mojave Valley Elementary School District. How many years has he been there?
I believe it's 33.
All right. We'll be right back.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Sometimes all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
This year, shop at the Laughlin Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Laughlin.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
And we're back on Speak Out 2.0. Let's do a little community calendar right now for you. Remind you again that Western Arizona Regional Medical Center and Bullhead City Police and Bullhead City Fire remind you, don't wreck your weekend. Stay right. And remember, there's no breaks, and keep your distance. Coming up on the 16th, we have the WOW Pantry in Bullhead City at Rotary Park from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And this week, I have Betty Ray, who runs that, coming on the show on Wednesday. So Wednesday, she'll tell you all about it, how it works, and it's free, and anybody can go. And so we'll find out more about that come Wednesday. Also on Friday, there's a summer wildlife series at the Mojave County Library in Kingman, and that's from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the library. They're doing a National Aviation Day, fun for kids in Kingman, the Kingman Modelers, from 10 to 2, but believe it or not, that's all the information I have. I don't even know where, and I don't have any more information for it. If you live in Kingman, maybe you can find that out. But it is coming up. So if you want to know what to plant in this desert, you can go to the Laughlin Library on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And any questions, you can call the library at 702-507-4060. And they will be more than happy to help you. That's going to can it for this tuna. And we are out of here. Sean Hannity is going to roll in next after the news. And he'll be with you for a couple hours. Tomorrow we bring in Mike from Legacy Rehab and Bob from River Rat Sports. And we'll visit with them. You have yourself a...
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.